Hey guys, you're rocking with the best. This is Gabriel Davies with Visual Fantasy Media. Welcome to the podcast. Last week we were talking about how we can make Second Life a better virtual world because I've been on Second Life now for, I want to say, two years and some change, almost 2.5 years. And I've had a lot of amazing, wonderful, great experiences. But I've had a lot of crap experiences as well. I've had a lot of experiences that were not good. And because of that, because of having, you know, the good experiences, the bad experiences, and all those things, I want to make Second Life a better place. And so last week we were kind of hashing it, chopping it up a little bit, talking about some ideas that I have personally on how to make Second Life a better place. Stop griefing, stop trolling, stop just all around stop being a dick. Being constructive with our communities, banding together, wanting to build up places, not tear them down, wanting to build each other up, not tear them down. If we're having issues with our own lives, because a lot of us, you know, we're on Second Life because we don't like our first life. I mean, we can just keep it honest and keep it real. And on Second Life, it allows you to make a whole new persona and be a whole new other individual, a whole new person. And you can start out in this brand new virtual world, this huge world, and blaze your own path and blaze your own trail. And, and, you know, in a place where people might not know you, where people might be more willing to respect you, especially if you come off good. But then what ends up happening a lot is we find that a lot of times we bring our personal baggage from our real life into Second Life. And coming on Second Life, making a new character, it's not going to wash you clean of your sins, so to speak. I know that's a religious-y type of way of saying it, but it's not going to change who you are on the inside. And so you have to, in order to have a good, productive, you know, Second Life, an enjoyable Second Life, you got to work on you. Because no matter what, no matter what kind of character you make or what, you're going to be the same when you show up on SL. You're going to have the same baggage, same thoughts, same method of operation, etc., etc., etc. You're going to be the same. Nothing is changing, but you. Nothing is changing but you. So, you need to work on, you need to work on you. And Second Life can be a place to do that. That's why creating crosses into crowns, we want to have, we want to have support groups and things where, we want to have support groups and things where you can get help, where you can work on who you are, change who you are. Because no matter what, wherever you go, you're the same. You're not gonna change unless you change you, unless you work on you. So work on you. Don't think that because you're on SL that you're gonna be this completely different person, that you're not gonna have the you know, the same emotional baggage and things that you have in regular life, because guess what, Pimpin? You're going to be the same, and it's going to bleed through. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you think that you are. It's going to bleed through. People are going to see the real you eventually. Nobody can keep up that act forever. It's just, it's not possible. It's not possible to keep up that act forever. So you need to figure out with, you need to figure out with your life how you can change. I want to talk today about drama. Drama, drama, drama. You know, I am a minister on Second Life. I serve as a deacon at Vision Church in Coastal Heights, which is the best church on the grid. Sorry, Christians. Y'all gonna get mad at me for saying it. I love everywhere else. Love House of Praise. Love Divine. Love other places that I'm able to go to. But Vision Church is my home church. Love it. And love the pastor there, Pastor David Mullen. Shout out David. Shout you out, Pippin. Love you, Pastor. But I love being a minister there. But even being a minister there, there's no exempt from drama. You know, I see drama everywhere on SL. And it's like a plague. Because I'm thinking, like, being a Christian, we're going to love each other. We're going to support each other. We're going to uplift each other. And it's complete bull crap. Because as Christians, it seems like sometimes we're worse off. I mean, if you knew some of the drama that I am privy to, it would be on SL Secrets. Real talk. Like, some of the drama that I see just being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ on Second Life. And having, I don't have a lot of friends. I'm not one of the, people that got mega list of friends everywhere. But, you know, having a good sized list of friends and, you know, trying to be a good dude. I learn a lot. I talk to a lot of people and I get a lot of information. And I'm privy to a lot of drama, a lot of melodrama, and it makes me sick. I'm sick of it. But I think that the root cause is the fact that we're not addressing who we are as people behind the avatar. Because we make these avatars, and you could be, I know avatars that are stars on SL, real talk, stars. Big time stars. People that are doing major things on SL. I know people. But they act like jerks, and it's because they're not changing who they are. If you don't like who you are, I don't care what you make your avatar to be. Your avatar is going to bleed through. It's going to bleed through. It's going to bleed through. I don't know how many times I need to even say that or repeat myself on that, because that is like the realest thing I ever said. It's going to bleed through, y'all. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how you might be talented. You might sing. You might act. You might, be one of the best hosts, one of the best DJs. But if you're not changing who you are as a player, your avatar is going to bleed that through. The player is going to bleed through in the avatar. I don't care how different you swear up and down that your avatar is from the player. If the player ain't right, the avatar is eventually not going to be right. True story. Facts. Facts. This is something that you guys need to learn. This is something that you guys need to realize. God is amazing. And that's why here at Creating Crosses into Crowns, we're really trying to change people in a better way. We're having leadership classes. We're having meditation, Christian meditation. And we're going to be doing support groups. I'm not a licensed therapist. I am a licensed life coach. I'm a licensed NLP practitioner. I'm not a therapist. So I say that in advance. Don't come thinking that you get in, PhD therapy, because you're not. But it's my part to make SL a better place. So, I'm going to close the podcast this week talking about next week's event on the 8th. I'm still looking for who I'm going to have on the panel, and I need to do that ASAP, like this week. As a matter of fact, I need to make sure that I'm staying on top of that, because I have a habit of being so forgetful. I'm so forgetful, but yeah, we're gonna do big things, and so I thank you guys for rocking with your boy. But next week on the 8th, 3 o'clock SLT, it's going down VFM Event Center. Links are gonna be in the podcast and in world wherever we advertise it. I hope that y'all could be there. Anyways, that's it for this week. God bless. See you guys next week on the podcast.